This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Emergency crews have not made much progress containing a large wildfire burning south of Lake George, about an hour west of Pikes Peak. They say the 403 has burned more than 1,100 square acres and about 100 homes in the area are under evacuation orders. Winds up to 50 miles per hour have made it dangerous to fly in air support. Officials say the human-caused fire is 0% contained. New census data released yesterday shows Colorado's population continues to grow, including in the southeastern part of the state. But as KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, there are some nuances.
El Paso County remains the most populous in the state. It's one of just two counties in the southeast region where births outpaced deaths during the last couple of years. Pueblo County grew slightly, all due to people moving in. More people died than were born for nearly all the counties in the region. Meanwhile, rural Custer County had one of the biggest percentage increases in the state, growing by more than 600 people during the 2 years ending last summer. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
Xcel Energy could end up spending more than $30 million on environmental cleanup in the area around Denver's Elitch Gardens. CPR Sarah Mulholland has more.
Court documents show Xcel has already spent $6 million, according to the Business Den. The issue goes back to a power plant that was demolished more than 60 years ago. Environmental testing in the 80s found contamination in the soil and groundwater in the area. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.